Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries. Joining me, as always, is my good friend and partner in crime, Rob Langevin. Now, Rob, I have a bit of a bone to pick with your club.
I got a lot of bones to pick with you, Kevin. Let's get into it.
I'm sure. Let's start with football and we can digress later. On your beloved Chelsea, Antonio Conte brings on Alvaro Morata, who does score the game-winning goal, so in that sense, the substitution went well, but then he also gets a yellow card that takes him to 5, which means he's going to miss this weekend, considering he hasn't even been starting consistently lately, whether it be due to injury or what have you. It's pretty frustrating having missed the last two matches. What do you have to say for yourself, for Conte, and for the decision-making of one Alvaro Morata?
Well, I actually just Googled it. Morata is Spanglish for yellow donkey. but I don't know what he's thinking. Getting the yellow after scoring the game winner. This is going to affect this weekend a lot. You know, his ownership, his active ownership is in the high teens. His overall ownership is in the low 20s. This is going to affect – it's a ripple effect too. I don't think it just affects just Morata not playing. Now you have who's going to play in his stead. Batshuayi did play 70 minutes in this game, so there is that option. They could go back up to with a Hazard at the 9, which, you know, hasn't seen great results in the last two games that he's been there. You know, he's basically blanked the last two games that he's been in the 9 role. The one person I think it helps is possibly Willian, because I think now Willian will probably be on. Because if Morata was scheduled to play on the weekend, now Hazard will slide back, and they'll probably play some kind of form without Willian, I believe. But now Willian will probably play because Morata's not going to be there. But it's just stupid. It's just a stupid move. Yellow card accumulation just rears its ugly head again in this high holy season. But you know, it's if you're a Morata owner, I wouldn't panic and drop him only because you know there is a game 2 days after the Chelsea fixture. So and they are playing a downtrodden, you know, Brighton team at Brighton. So I think that, you know, from that standpoint, you could probably hold onto a Morata for that. You know, the next, you know, he's going to miss the Everton game. Then he has Brighton and Stoke at home before New Year's. So, yeah, I mean, if you're an owner of Morata, I don't think you can just out and out drop him unless you're screwed, unless like he's like your number one option there and you were like hoping for big returns. But yeah, I mean, you're holding a Morata. It's a stupid thing to do. Get a yellow after the game winner, but listen, everybody celebrates in their own way, and you know they do things in the Catalonian fashion. I don't know. It's just weird. It just messes up FPL.
Yeah, it's very, very annoying. The other big news that happens today: Paul Clement leaves Swansea. Do you care?
Not really. I mean, name the most owned Swansea player right now.
It has to be Fabianski.
You know, I'm actually going to look it up right now because this is an interesting factoid right here. It's either Fabianski or Abraham.
Or sneaky shout for Rangel from the beginning of the season.
Ooh, it is. It was Angel Rangel at 10.6 in overall ownership. That's mostly dead people right now.
not dead teams. Actual like, dead people. It's like the FCC vote. It's a bunch of dead people.
It's the Sixth Sense version of FPL. I see Angel. Hell Rangel.
I'd watch that movie.
I would too, starring Angel Rangel and his non-uniformal eyebrows. They kind of look like wonky-ish.
But so I assume you don't really care. I mean, it is worth noting that Swansea did have a pretty decent defense thus far this season. I know they were 6th going into last week. Looks like they dropped down to 8th. But
Besides Fabianski on Swansea because he gets saves. There's nothing else there. They don't have a player inside the top 15 in scoring in any position.
Do you think this helps or hurts Abraham?
Well, I mean, depending on who the new skipper is, who they want to bring in, and whatnot, it's going to help him if he gets playing time. Mm. But I mean, he's not a long term fixture there. I don't think. I don't know what direction Swansea's going to go, because Tammy Abrahams is. I think he's a future FPL striker. I don't think he's going to go, because Swansea is not. I don't think they're not getting relegated here. Mm. But yeah, I mean, short term, we'll have to see. Depends on who the manager is. I know there's rumblings of basically every person from Tony Pulis to Ryan Giggs to Leon Britton right now. So, you know, I don't know. It's a wait and see in Wales.
Yeah, and I will say, even if they do get a manager in, who, by the way, just early shout, I'm saying Tony Pulis, it won't be fixed until they actually bring in an attacking midfielder, of which currently they have zero, and lack of service definitely an issue for whoever is starting up front for Swansea.
Wait, you don't like Gomez Adams, Roque Mesa?
I actually do like Roque Mesa. He's just a deep lying.
Yeah. He looks like Gomez Adams.
His mustache is pretty righteous. Just a few other quick notes. Paul Pogba returned for Manchester United today after clearing his suspension. As for FPL, he's blanked just twice out of the 8 matches he's played in the Premier League thus far. Do you think he's a must-own at 7.9 already, since he's so cheap, or do you want to see more first?
I mean, I don't think he's an immediate must-own. But like you said, he's only blanked, what was it, twice?
Two out of eight
games. Yeah, I mean, we've run down the numbers multiple times here when the United output scoring wise when Pogba is in the lineup compared to when he's not in the lineup. Here's their goal returns with him in the lineup: 4-4-2-2-4-1-4-3.
Mm.
Games without him, they've only eclipsed 4 twice.
Yeah.
So, and they were against awful. Well, Everton wasn't awful, but Crystal Palace at that time was just god awful. But yeah, I mean, in the immediacy, I would probably wait and see. It stinks because I don't want it to burn Jesse Lingard, because I think he's finally formulating and chiseling out a spot.
Mm.
It'll be interesting to see, because Pogba did play the full 90 today, and they do have only a two or three day turnaround.
Yeah.
But you know, he hasn't been hurt. He's just been suspended. So there is that. So he should be in shape. It's just that what kind of shape he isn't what he's like, a rhombus or maybe like a trapezoid.
Yeah, a tetrahedron or any of those.
Ooh,
things.
That's a great SAT word, dude.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I think Lingard might actually just keep a spot anyway. I think it's more Mkhitaryan who he's replaced, but will be interesting to see if that trend holds still, where when Pogba plays, they're so much more efficient. Next up, coming back to complaints about Chelsea, coming off the fact that he had created the most chances in 5 matches at the time, I brought in Fabregas 2 weeks ago, and then he didn't start either of them, which is very frustrating. Still sits in the top 5 in chances created, even though he's only played 3 of the last 5. What do you do if you're a Fabregas owner?
You shouldn't be a Fabregas owner anyway. No, but... It's frustrating with Fabregas, because when you see him on the pitch and when he actually performs, he does things like well in the Chelsea buildup. And I think Chelsea seems to play offensively better when he's on the field. Though, you know, when they have inserted Willian recently, they have been doing well as well. So I'm not saying that they're interchangeable, but it's frustrating. He's almost one of those guys that you can't really own because of the rotation risks that is involved with him.
Yeah, agreed. It's just a very, very frustrating situation. And then we'll wrap up just with talking about Kevin De Bruyne. For me, he's back to like the 1A player that we kind of expected coming into the season, which he didn't really jump out to, but is now getting there. Is the least risked rotation-wise. I think he's currently the best City player to own. Also, currently leads the league in both chances created and shots on target, so both more goals and assists are probably on the way. Would you agree that he's like the City guy to own at the moment?
Yes. I think
Would you stack him on Sterling or Sané or whoever people already have?
Absolutely. Okay. I wouldn't stack him on Sané. I'd stack him on Sterling. Absolutely. I think I looked this up the other day. Since game week, you know, everybody's worried about Man City's rotation risk. Since week 5, he's basically missed less than 100 minutes in the 14 weeks since game 5. Wow. Since game week 5. You know, he's missed a couple. It's only like 15 minutes in a game, 25 minutes in a game, but it's less than 100 minutes cumulatively during that period. So he's the least rotational risk. I think I said it to you right before we went live and started taping this. He's joined Mo Salah and Richarlison as, I think, 3 staple template items through the midfield.
Yeah,
I think he is that. I think he is that third guy. I know he's not on pace right now to equal what he did last year. You know, he has 6 goals and 8 assists right now, and he had 6 goals and 21 assists last year. So the goals are up, but the assists are down. But Kevin, what do you get for goals as a midfielder compared to assists?
You get more points. Yeah.
More points. So from that standpoint, I'm a complete Bayern and De Bruyne. When we run down our teams, you'll probably hear his name. Maybe if you stick around.
There you go. All right, that'll wrap up that stuff. Any price changes or anything you want to talk about before we jump into starts and sets?
I mean, we can talk about price changes going, because there's been some. There'll probably be more now because of the Morata suspension. People will be shifting around funds, getting -4s, -8s, -12s, whatever they want to do for this to stuff their stocking. On the ups, there's a lot of Burnley. There's some Burnley guys, but that's to be warranted because they haven't been playing well. So we have Pope in goal. He's the only goalie to go up. If you get one goalie a week to go up, that's a lot because there's not a lot of movement that happens in the goalie situations. On defense, you have Tarkowski, Alonso, Otamendi, Antonio Valencia, and Angelo Ogbonna. Through the midfield, you have Willian, Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne. And then at forward, it's just a pair of Everton strikers, Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Wayne Rooney. The Everton group is interesting because of how many people have brought them both in. I think it's right around 200,000 combined for both players. It's like 150. It's like 120 for Rooney and 80,000 for Calvert-Lewin. I actually want to go back to some questions here because there's more. I think there's more questions than we can just jump ahead and go to start sits. What are you to make of Wayne Rooney, Kev? You know, his price right now 7.6, 20% ownership, 5 goals in his last 5 games. What are people doing? What are people sitting on there? If you're an owner of high-priced forwards, and I've seen, basically a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how having expensive forwards is probably the way to go, and then everything started to slide off the table with, City's rotation, Harry Kane hit or miss, Morata's been injured, Lukaku basically lying in the woods, and now he's got 2 goals in 2 games, so it's adding a different question there. But is Wayne Rooney a striker that you'd want at that third striker price at 7.6?
I actually have him in Toga. I think he's somebody that you definitely have to consider. He's the third highest in points right now, despite being the cheapest in the top 10 in points at forward. And now he's kind of picking up assists as well. I am going to be talking about him later. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. Rooney is somebody that you absolutely have to be considering right now. And for those that are worried about bringing him in before the Chelsea match, worth noting that if memory serves, he's already scored against City, Arsenal, and Chelsea. Maybe one of those was Liverpool. Mm-hmm. City, Liverpool, Chelsea? I don't remember exactly what the stat was. But it's not like he's ever shied away from big games in his life. I think he's perfectly worth bringing in. And I think his price is appropriately different from Calvert-Lewin. Who I love as a budget option, but I think Rooney is more expensive and more likely to contribute to more goals. So I'm really fine with either. Just don't do both.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about Wayne Rooney is he is the penalty kick taker for Everton. Everton are the most penalty rewarded team in the Premier League with 7, and they've converted 5 from the spot this year. So that's something interesting to add value. Everybody likes to add, the penalty kick takers, and since he has a moderate price, does take the goals, the goal attempts from the spot. I could see value there. I could see why people are moving to him. I could see why he's the most transferred in forward at 120,000 plus in. His price is nice and cozy. It slots in probably right behind, Firmino and a big time price guy if that's the way you want to go. I can understand why people are buying Rooney. I'm not buying him this week, but we'll get into that later.
Well, then there you go. Any further questions, Your Honor?
No further questions, and then I'll jump back into price downs. On the price downs, it looks like we have the question about Kolasinac being replaced. You think he's been replaced by Miles? What's his name? Maitland Niles?
I don't know. It's very frustrating because right before he stopped playing, Kolasinac had actually crept into the top 5 of accurate crosses, and I like to see like one more week than most people. Like, I just want more proof. Too. That was the first week that he missed, was the week that I was like, this is the make or break for me. So I never brought him in, but I wanted to. This is very, very strange handling of a situation by Wenger. I mean, he doesn't seem to be fully on the way out because he started the cup match, but it certainly seems as though he's lost his Premier League spot.
It almost looks like Arsenal has changed their shape a little bit as well. So, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be included or not, but definitely the evacuation from Kolasinac is on.
I mean, you make a decent point. Like, maybe when Mustafi is back, it'll bring Kolasinac back into the team with him.
Maybe.
I think maybe
Maitland Niles, whatever his name is, you know, the guy from Frasier that
Niles, yeah, yeah.
I think that is exactly what, when Mustafi is actually fit and healthy, I think that Kolasinac next to Mustafi makes more sense than Kolasinac with Niles on defense. So yeah, I think you may have hit the nail on the head there. Also on the drops, Aguero and Jesus have both gone down. People are sick of the rotation, but it makes no sense because...
And also, Aguero isn't actually scoring when he's playing.
Yeah, and Aguero's not really being rotated out of FPL games. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. Harry Kane has gone down. People are nervously punting in expectation of the blank week, maybe. I don't know. But then you're going to buy right back in week 22. So there's another question for you, Kev. If you're a Kane owner, are you standing firm through the blank week for the double?
Let's see if he makes it through this week for me. But yeah.
Yeah, that's the best question. Let's see how he does this.
Yeah, of note on Kane, he's only failed to score in 3 consecutive matches 5 times in his career, and 3 of those were in August, when he's typically awful. So, but he's already broken multiple things of his this year. Also, his shot accuracy is about 30 points lower than it was at the end of last season. So in theory, if you're playing a season-long game, you can assume that that is going to come back to the norm. As Rob, as you and I discussed last week, he's still probably going to be in the golden boot race, but that is significantly worse. I mean, you don't really see drop-offs like that.
I wonder, is his shot total up from this stage at last point compared to what it was? Well, there's a reason for his percentages being down. If he's taking more shots and they're less going in, I mean, but if he takes 20% more shots than last year, he's theoretically going to get 80% more goals. No, that doesn't make sense. I'm bad at math. But seriously, like if you get more shots on goal, there's a higher percentage for you to score goals.
Guess how many more shots Harry Kane has taken than Mohamed Salah in second.
How many does he have?
100.
100?
Even.
Salah's probably in the 70s.
He's at 67. It's 33.
Yeah.
Kane has 33 more shots than the rest of the league. Also, Dele Alli currently has 33 shots. Dele Alli has as many shots as the difference between Kane and Salah in second.
Yeah, good segue, because Dele Alli has gone down as well.
He has, and understandably so. All right, we will take a quick break, pay some bills, and then we'll be right back to talk to you guys about starts and sits.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, and after those wonderful exit gun noises by Rob, we are back. We are back to talk to you about our starts and sits. We already referenced him. I was trying to sneak him through into start sits, but Rob already brought him up. It's Wayne Rooney. He is way more owned than I thought. Like you said, he's near 20%. He's at 19.7 at time of recording. I do assume a healthy chunk of that is dead teams, but he has been playing very well of late. He leads the league in goals over the last 5 matches with 6, and as referenced earlier, is also starting to pick up some assists as well. That run has, as I said, made him the 3rd best FPL striker thus far this season. I know people are kind of caught up on the physical decline, but the fantasy performances are undeniable. What he's been doing in that context has been very strong, and he seems to be even more dangerous since Big Sam rolled up to Everton. In midfield, Kevin De Bruyne, we mentioned, is a must-have. Zaha is going to be – this is like the three bears. What is that? Goldilocks. Kevin De Bruyne is the obvious one. I think Wilfried Zaha is the sneaky one. I think Mesut Ozil is just right. He's a crazy differential right now at only 2.5% mm-hmm. owned. I assume it's because of price. But,
absolutely.
But if you look at his underlying stats, they're super in Ozil's favor. And they honestly have been for a while. His goal last week was terrific, but the assists should be on their way soon as well, as he has the second most chances created this season, but is only tied for 10th in assists. So that should start to normalize as well, which would really see him vault up the points tables there. And in defense, I like Crystal Palace as a sneaky play against a newly managerless Swansea who already had the worst home attack in the league. And then he's kind of been circling in the expert community. I think it's time for him to start leaking into everyone else. Jonjo Kenny at 4.4, only 2.9% owned. He does have a tough matchup this week, but that notwithstanding, he's been killing it of late. I think he's blanked just once in the last five matches. I do know he's averaging over 5 points per game in that stretch. I think he's the perfect fourth defender for me right now. I really don't care that it's up against Chelsea because he is my fourth defender. I'd rather get him in at his low price of 4.4 before losing that. And knowing that he can get forward and assist as he did last week, he pairs well with Huddersfield if you're into that sort of thing. Rob, who you got?
On defense, well, you know, you kept it sneaky with Crystal Palace. I'll keep it extra sneaky this week. I'll go with a West Brom defender. How about Kieran Gibbs this week? On the road at Stoke, excuse me. Stoke in their last five have only two goals in their last five. One goal in their last three home games. Stoke is home. I like West Brom here to take advantage of the clean sheetedness and Stoke's non-propensity. That's not even a word. Just making up things and throwing syllables in front. Just non-ability to score goals, and West Brom could be sneaky. His price isn't, you know, very cool. It's 5.0, but, you know, ownership is there, differential is there. He's owned in less than 0.5%, so go for it, Kieran Gibbs. Through the midfield, I'm gonna pick a West Ham player, Marko Arnautović. I'm liking what I've seen from him. I'm liking the goals, the attempts at goal. I like his flow. I like West Ham's kind of hot right now, and they're also playing a team that isn't very hot in Newcastle. So look out for Marko Arnautović. The news that Chicharito is probably not going to play again for West Ham is pretty interesting. I know it just came out. He's going back to Leverkusen in January. It was just kind of confirmed today. I don't know if Kevin saw that. He could jump in here because I'm probably on mute. So that's interesting. Now there's going to be one less, you know, mouth to feed up front. Unfortunately, Andy Carroll and his man bun will probably still be there. But the record signing for West Ham, Marko Arnautović, looks like he's, you know, coming into form right now. So that's good for you if you want to own him. And he's a tidy little price. He slots in probably right behind your third or fourth midfielder, depending on how, you know, Daddy Warbucksy you are in midfield. And my forward, I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm just looking at the injuries right now for Bournemouth and what I just saw from Bournemouth on the pitch. There are secondary players who replace these players if they do have to play this week. I know Sergio Aguero is one of those no-duh type strikers, you know, to start every week, but I'm telling you to start Sergio Aguero and put a C on him this week. This game, to me, looks like it's going to be one of those three or four goal games for Aguero where he just blows up. I don't say that often because I'm always lying in the weeds with Aguero, but Aguero is still going to be Aguero. I know his goals are down because of, you know, basically everyone's getting goals for City instead of just him. He's only got 10 goals this year. Only 10. I know I say that out loud. He's only got four goals at home. They are home. I just feel it. Kev, do you feel like something brewing with Man City that someone's going to just blow up and it's going to be Aguero?
I don't feel like it's going to be Aguero. And, you know, I used to be really scared to be anti-Aguero because the last time I did it, like, at a huge level, where, like, wrote it in multiple articles and said it on multiple shows was when he scored five against Newcastle. But I dropped him unceremoniously, like, 4 weeks back, and he has yet to punish me for it, even though he's been starting.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of fine with it. I see where you're coming from, though. It's kind of like
I just feel an analogy. I
got you. Because your point is, the longer it doesn't happen, the more you think it's going to be a big thing when it does.
Yeah.
So I see where you're coming with there. I just don't have that feeling about it.
Bournemouth is going to be limping into this game with any kind of forward player. No, Josh King is injured. Who do you call it went out today? Jermaine Defoe went out injured in today's game. So you know, Stanislas can't stay healthy for his life. I mean, they just don't really have a playable option up front. They definitely don't have some – Callum Wilson is probably going to miss as well. So they don't have a guy up front that can actually hold up the ball, regain possession, and work their way, help the guys work their way out of the mid. City's gonna blow this game out of the proportion early and often. And like I said, I think it's gonna be an Aguero week. So if you're always Captain Aguero, ACA kind of guy, today's the week. But if you're doing that, you should be doing it every week. So you shouldn't be listening to me anyway. So on to my sits. I know you said start. Did you said start Wayne Rooney?
I sure did.
I'm saying sit Wayne Rooney. Against Chelsea. Five of his goals have come from the penalty spot on the year. I don't think Chelsea's a little bit better defensively than Everton has seen in the last few. I'm all for buying into Wayne Rooney, just not this week. His price is right. He's doing everything right that you want for fantasy returns, and he's just been playing teams that are going to give up more goals than Chelsea's going to let up. I think Chelsea on the road at Everton are going to just be stoic, and I think they're going to, sit on the ball, and this game is going to be low scoring, unfortunately, because I don't think, Morata's obviously not going to play, but when Morata doesn't play and the Chelsea kind of mix it up a little bit, the scores are kind of lower. So look for it that way. But I'm sitting Wayne Rooney this week. I don't trust him. Everybody buying into him, good for you. Keep going. I think that he'll probably give you ample returns in the upcoming weeks. I just don't see it this week. Through the midfield, I have Riyad Mahrez against United. I think United's just going to take him out of the game with their press and pump style. I don't think Leicester's going to have enough, fast break opportunities, because that's the way Leicester likes to play, and that's when Mahrez takes over. I just don't see it. Pogba's going to be back in the game, so they're going to have that offensive presence in the game, pushing forward, and I think Mahrez gets taken out of the game. On defense, I just listed teams that I don't like. Bournemouth, obviously. Burnley, playing at Spurs, or home to Spurs, I don't think they're going to do much. I think they're going to let up a couple goals. And obviously Leicester playing United. I think United are going to be formidable this week and score some goals.
Oh, you ever be talking on mute? Because that's what this guy was doing. It's an interesting shout for Tottenham when it's a week where a lot of people are off them, considering Burnley tied for the best home defense this season, and Tottenham obviously not setting the league alight at the moment.
It only takes one goal, Kevin. Only takes one goal to spoil your milk.
All I need is one mic or goal or something. for my sits, up front, it's just forwards, man. With Morata getting suspended, sorry, I just leaned way super far away from the mic. With Morata getting suspended, I'm just done with forwards. I'm done. I'm off them. No more forwards. Forwards are dead to me. The end. That's it. I'm not even going to name a specific player. I just hate all of them. Is that okay? Is that cool?
That's perfectly fine.
Just own more midfielders. We joked on Twitter. I want to go 4-6-0 this week. Can somebody let that happen?
Two goalies,
exactly. In midfield, unfortunately, I'm throwing out Pascal Gross there. I still love him, but the stats just do not support owning him at the moment, even though he is cheap. He's not even in the top 30 of chances created over the last five matchups. The Watford matchup is a decent one, so if you want to hang on to him for one more week, or if you have bigger issues like Morata, then go ahead. But he should not be in your team much longer than that. At defense, I think Arsenal and Liverpool both score against each other. Arsenal tend to struggle against teams that kind of come at them with a muddled attack. Like, I feel like they do better when there's like a clear goal threat, then they can kind of mark him. But when Firmino just kind of muddles people forward, Tottenham do it to them as well, I think they tend to struggle. And I think Liverpool will struggle at the back because Deja and Lovren is still at the club. So I'm avoiding both sides of that one. It looks like we're in for a bit of a shorter show today, but I'll just hop into my team this week. I already made a change and brought in Ozil, backing up what I say there. Fabianski at the back for me, Christensen, Jones, and hopefully Stephen Ward at the back. If not, Kenny would come in against Chelsea. Then in midfield, Captain Sterling, then Salah, Richarlison, Gross, and Ozil. Then up front, Kane and Calvert-Lewin, because now Morata's missing out like a big, dumb idiot. Kane gets the vice-captain, which may be of note, since Sterling is a bit of a gamble, but he did not play midweek, so you would assume he would get the start at the weekend.
Yeah, I made my moves early this week, and this is the first time I think I've made early moves all year, and it's actually been in my favor. I transferred out Morata and Richarlison in midfield, and I went De Bruyne and Firmino. So I'm looking for ample returns there. I have Fabianski in goal, Masuaku, Jones, and hopefully Ward in defense, just like you. If not, Cabasele will come in from Watford. Through the midfield, I'll have Shaqiri, Mahrez, De Bruyne, Coutinho, Salah. I'll play 3-5-2 probably, and I'll have Firmino and Aguero up top with Calvert-Lewin as my first sub. Captain, like I said, is probably going to be either De Bruyne or Aguero this week. I think the Arsenal-Liverpool game, being the first game of the week, and have it being against, you know, two top-flight teams, I never like to go in that direction ever with captain. I don't know why, because there's never seems to be ample enough returns when you do it, or you just never pick the right guy. And knowing me, I would pick completely the wrong guy. So yeah, that's my team. I wish I had more. I wish I didn't already do two transfers. I would do another one because I need a defender, but I have money in the bank, so I'm looking forward to week 22. So if anybody is sitting here listening to us, oh, why did they talk about what to do in week 22 for the double game week? We'll try to get another show out. It is the holiday season. If we can get another show out after the Saturday games, before the Boxing Day games, we would love to. If we can get in your ears, because there's nothing better. There's nothing better or sexier under your tree than hearing me and Kevin's voices playing on your mobile device.
Yep. But then to be fair, a lot of people probably won't be listening because they'll be fulfilling family obligations.
Oh, absolutely. But if we can get
a 15,
absolutely. We're not promising anything because, you know, things happen. I like to drink. Kevin likes to drink. Things happen and we forget to set alarms and do things mischievously.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're looking for advice for game week 22, relax. We're in week 19. You know, you have 3 weeks. You know, if you want to start setting yourself up now, if you have two free transfers and you need something to tide you over, bring in a West Ham player, bring in Lanzini and sit on him. But don't forget they blank in week 21. So in week 21, you better have three bench options that play all the time, and they like actual playable options. You need cheap playable options to fill out your roster. Don't go into week 21 with 11 starting guys and then you know Angel Ranjel in your bench.
Yeah,
that's two mentions of Angel Ranjel.
It is. Just shout to Angel Ranjel being like, I've never felt so relevant.
I know he listens to this too, because he always sends me tweets.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. All right, well, this has been a short one, a half hour one from us. But I feel like that fulfills this show. So, Rob, if you want to tell the folks where they can get at you, I guess go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter at FPL_MNOP, or you can find my writings, stylings, and musings on Razzball.com.
Yeah, and I'm your other host, Kevin DeVries, at Kavroff on Twitter. You can also find my writings at Goal.com. And for anybody that was interested in our VIP bet show, which the hits weren't great on that, to be fair. Tomorrow will be our final one of that. That'll be at 4 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. UK at the VIP Bet YouTube channel. So if you like to come stop by for our last show over there, feel free to do that as well. As Rob said, we'll try to keep you guys posted on when we'll be releasing shows over this winter period, but just check our Twitters and we'll be sure to keep you guys informed. Rob, awesome speaking with you as always. People at home, best of luck to your teams, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.